Austin's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire. Presented by Audio Visual Consultations.
You guys know it. Bring the energy. Keep it coming. You guys got some Monster in there pumping in my veins. That's right. That's Sunrise. Ultra Sunrise. You can feel it. Oh! Oh! Hit it! Sammy, crank it through! Oh! Yes! 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 Myself, Mike Murphy! We're bringing it on. Hour number three. Week number three of the NFL. That's right. DraftKings, we got Who Do You Love, the signature segment of the Wagner Wire, getting ready to roll on out for you just in a few minutes there. Hour number two of the podcast, getting ready to go up on the Horn SoundCloud page. Make sure you download that as well. Don't miss any of the action. Al Walsh there. Mike Murphy, CEO, owner of Last Dan Hats, in co-hosting with the Wagner Wire.
Standing up and like squatting
right now?
I really get into intense mode.
You see me?
Are you a linebacker?
I was a linebacker, inside linebacker, and catcher. You can see it. You see the Osgood Slaughter in my left knee?
I have Osgood Slaughter.
Do you too?
From
I'm
soccer.
Telling you, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No one knows what that is.
It's the knee disease.
Yeah, you got the bump.
Yeah, dude. Look at this damn thing. See that thing?
Oh, you got a big bump.
That's a big bump.
That's a big one.
Mine's
in
the
real.
Left. Mine's in the left. Yeah, you ever just like stand up and push?
Yeah,
push against it.
Beat on it, like take a little hammer and hit it.
Yeah, dude. Osgood Slaughter.
Awful.
No one knows what that is. I'm surprised. I haven't heard anyone say that.
Osgood Slaughter. Yeah. Doctor's terms. That's what we're doing here.
Legalities.
On the Wagner Wire.
Let's talk fantasy football.
Let's knock it out, baby. Let's do it. Let's get into Who Do You Love.
These hats.
Who Do You Love?
Oh, yes.
It's a queen thing,
but we in Austin right now, LL. First of all, let's go to the Specs text line real quick and answer some questions with Who Do You Love. One of my team's weaknesses, tight end. On a half PPR, Goddard or Cook?
Ooh. Both these options are not the best.
No, I think Goddard, though. Going against your Cowboys?
The linebackers, I mean, it depends, right? Like, if Lawrence is out again, they're going to move Parsons down to defensive end.
Right.
So I would definitely, I mean, Jalen Smith cannot cover anyone to save his life. Layton is here and there. I would definitely go Goddard.
Goddard over Cook.
But isn't Ertz coming back as well?
Yeah, but see, the Ertz hasn't been getting the targets. So if you're not getting targeted, I can't give you opportunity. I look at targets like opportunities.
Candies.
You gonna feed me?
M&M's.
Is that your favorite candy?
No.
What's your favorite candy?
Man.
I will mess up a gummy bear.
A gummy bear?
And that's just
a like
gummy
a
bear.
Handful,
not,
right?
Like, I'm like, talking about like a 5-pound bag of gummy bears.
Yeah, just not stop it.
Just
like,
give me all the gelatin.
Are you a handful at once and
oh,
then go?
Dude.
My wife hates it when I do that.
I don't think my wife can be around me
Kit
when
Kat
I eat.
Kit Kat bar is probably my
Kit Kat's the go-to?
I love a Kit Kat. The big chunk used to be my favorite.
What like is that, the big chunk?
Bro.
What is the big chunk?
Where have you been all your life? What are you talking about?
What's the big chunk?
It's like Laffy Taffy. It's like white Laffy Taffy with like peanuts in it. I've never heard of the big chunk?
I've never heard that.
Bro.
Is that like right
upgrade
up,
your life.
Right up with the cowtail?
I don't know what the cowtail is.
Cowtail's kind of like the big chunk, I guess.
No,
Charleston
Chew. Oh, Charleston Chews were great too.
Charleston Chews.
You see the chocolate ones? You always want to go vanilla, but it's like a Charleston Chew.
There's a vanilla one too. Yeah, there's a strawberry
one. Chocolate. And
yeah, man. Sutton or Williams? Gordon, Waller, man. Let's
Let's try and dissect
this. What are we Sutton or Mike Williams? And then I think it's
Mike Williams over Sutton for me.
100%. Mike Williams is going to blow up today. Gordon Waller or Gronk? Gronk. Gordon, comma, Waller or Gronk?
Gordon, comma, okay. Waller or Gronk. I'm going to go Darren Waller.
Okay, Darren Waller is like the safe pick.
But like Gronk is the one that's enticing,
he's
right?
He's got four touchdowns in 2 weeks.
Does that stay? That can't stay. That can't hold. Dude. You're going up against the Rams. They're probably going to give you one hell of a pass rush. You know that. So Brady's going to want to get the ball out fast.
Yeah, but you've got Fournette. You've got Bernard. You've got
distribution.
Goodwin. And you have Gronk. And his go-to is
Gronk. But I mean, with no Jacobs being down for the Raiders there, it's going to be pretty much a lot of Kenyon Drake. I think that Carr is going to have to rely on Waller, man.
He goes, I forgot Gomez. Now we all forget him, dude. Don't worry about it.
Dude, it's
okay,
tough.
So Waller there,
you're talking to two I don't know. I don't want to venture for Mike, but I got a little bit of dyslexia as well. So ADHD and dyslexia usually go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
it's all over
it
the place,
is.
Man.
I read words. Literally, I'll read words. Dude, dyslexia, like, I am a little dyslexic.
It
I don't
happens,
like to tell people
man.
That. But,
it
like,
happens.
I'm surprised the patches are straight on my hat, so I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. All right, Edmonds, Moss, or Michelle?
Oh, give it to me one more time.
Edmonds, Moss,
where are you seeing this
Michelle?
At?
It's in the same one. It's right under Gordon Waller Gronk.
Gotcha.
It's Edmonds, Moss, or Michelle.
I don't know, man. Singletary's been getting a lot of the action, though, right? Yeah. Actually, it's been 50-50. It's been split, but it just seems like Singletary's been the one that's emerging as RB1 there. Zach Moss still looks nasty. I'm going to tell you to go with Chase Edmonds, I think.
Yeah.
If it's just pick one, Ike, I'm going to tell you to go with Edmonds here. This is a tough situation.
That's a toughie. That's a Charleston Chew.
That is a Charleston
Chew. It's a big
Chew.
Chunk.
So and how many are we picking here, Mike?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's one of three.
Each line?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's one of three. All
I'm going to tell you Mike Williams, Waller, and then Chase
I would
Edmonds.
Say Edmonds, and if you really want to, I wouldn't go Michelle. Tampa Bay's got a good D.
Yeah.
They're decent. Exposed they're linebackers.
Exposed over the middle, though.
Yeah, but that's passing. That's not running.
Yeah.
That's running backs.
Once you break the first wave, man, you're gone. Gone, baby,
know,
gone.
Man.
We'll see.
Yeah, is Sony Michel going to be? Sony Michel has Osgood Slaughter. He's not going to be running that much.
It's going to legalize it. Pick two. All right, Mike Williams, Jamal Chase, or Robert Woods. This is tough. Robert Woods has a great matchup today, but Cooper Kupp's been getting most of the action, most of the targets there with Matt Stafford at the helm. I like Mike Williams. Mike Murphy and I are all over Mike Williams today. We think Herbert and the Chargers are going to explode. Against the Chiefs. Give me Mike Williams and Jamar Chase.
Here's what I don't like about Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase didn't show up until like
the last
the
second
end,
of the
end.
Exactly.
Like
garbage points.
BS. But he went from, you know, 4 or 5 points to, you know, 14, 15. Yeah, real
like
quick, right? Like 17 off of that one bomb. But if he can do that earlier.
Do you think that can happen? I mean,
I don't know, man. I'm not big on Cincinnati's offense.
Here's what I have right now. I got some exposure with Chase. I definitely have exposure. I think I have 88% exposure with Jamar Chase right now. And that is the wrong lineup. Let me go to the other lineup here.
Is that a noon game?
That is a nooner. It's a nooner. Massive.
Okay.
All right.
New question from the same guy from
League. Jamar Chase, nooner game. Going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers defense that is 23rd allowing points to wide receivers. You got to like that. And then just from a distance, their pass yard, they're 29th. The Steelers are 29th in the league.
I think Williams and Chase. I don't think Kupp's going to get most of the looks there in LA.
Dude, he only got four targets. You're right, man. But still, four targets got you. That's
17 points, but that was off that one dumb play. Now, his second question is to piggyback this before we move on. Sermon over Chase in the flex. I don't like Trey Sermon. Mm. I think he fumbles too much, and I think he's an injury risk. He had one carry and got knocked out of the game last week.
And it's half PPR? It's half PPR.
Why do people do half PPR? It's because they don't want to see so many high points?
I think so. I think they're afraid
the worst.
I think they're afraid of all the points. I'm going to stay with Chase. Stay with Chase. I don't like Sermon.
Yeah, I would also stay with Chase.
All right, let's move into One in each is what Ike says. All right, let's move into the actual segment of Who Do You Love? We've been talking a little bit about it already. So, Mike, how we work this out, we go through quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends.
Well, let me pull
and
my
then the defense. And usually we, you know, it takes pretty much the entire hour to get all of this out. Yeah. Every hour brought to you by Atomic A and Audiovisual Consultations, 255-8678, 512-255-8678, avconsultations.com, setting the standard in audiovisual automation for 31 years in the Austin, Central Texas area. Make sure you go to their website right now and look at the gallery of projects that they've done. If you don't have an idea of what you want in your house or your man cave or your home theater system, they can give you an idea of what you want for sure. Atomic A, Audiovisual Consultations. Okay. Let's go, Mikey.
So for the people that are just now listening for the very first time, when you're going through these lists, are you going for average points or are you going for matchup?
I'm going for optimal points.
Yeah. You don't ever look at average. Right. So like if someone's trying DraftKings out for the first time today, you're not like telling them, "All right, well don't look at the average, you should look for matchups."
Right, exactly. You should go into you should break down what that defense is vulnerable at. The player that's going up against that defense and the optimal points that you can get out of one roster, right? Like a lot of people say, oh, we'll play this roster for a double up, play this roster for a GPP. Nah, miss me with that. You put your best roster out there to win the millionaire maker, and that's usually the one that I roll with. Now, look, you got to zig when a lot of people are zagging.
You got to pivot when you got a 3-point stance.
So you got a lot of people out there that are playing a lot of chalk, right? And sometimes, most of the time, the chalk does not win you the millionaire maker. Like you got to find the guys that are out there that are going to have 5% ownership for the most part. Like that's the stabs that you got to take. Like you can play chalk. But chalk is usually for your double ups. It's for the pot that you know you're going to be able to take down easily, right?
Well, see that's it. So I'm going to be while we're doing this, I'm going to fill out a group
that's
one
what
with
I
friends, right? Just fill out a group one that's got 12 people in it, and I signed up for the DFS or something like one of these like subscription ones 2 weeks ago, and they were like, yeah, they were charging an outrageous amount, and I did like the trial $9.99 for a month one. Dude, I came in like dead last, right. And I just wanted to be like, you wasted my time. I can't wait to just talk to Adam and make our lineup. So let's
get it going. All right, so now look, a lot of people are going to think that I'm going to have a little bit of Giants homerism right now, but if you've listened to the show, you know that I tell you to steer clear of the Giants. They got a good matchup this week. Going up against Atlanta, who are just terrible, and Daniel Jones has been getting you 25 to 30 points the past 2 weeks, very quietly, very ugly, too.
Is Barkley going to play?
For 6,500, I'm going to tell you to take a stab at it.
Yeah?
I'm going to tell you to take a stab at it.
All right, let's go QB.
But QBs, man, Daniel Jones right now is just one of the QBs that I like, all right? Okay. I think you can get him very cheap for 5,800 there on DraftKings, going up against the Falcons that are 18th in the league at allowing points to quarterbacks. And then through the air, they yield 260 yards. Daniel Jones knows that you know that Daniel Jones can carve him up on the ground as well. He's probably the fastest guy out there running in a straight line. He just can't run in a straight line. That's the problem,
right?
But yeah, from a glance, I mean, the Falcons average 34 points against them. They yield 34 points. What's not to like? That's 30th in the NFL right now. I think the Giants have a chance to really just take advantage of a bad Atlanta Falcons defense and look to have Daniel Jones go the distance, probably get you about 25 points a day.
Do you think, who would you take, Herbert or Rodgers if you had as a second option?
I like Herbert as well. Like, don't get me wrong, like Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. We know that. But,
right.
But Justin Herbert's my second quarterback. Let's go to that lineup as well there. Justin Herbert, from a glance, just looking at it, going up against the Kansas City Chiefs, and they are 29th in the NFL at allowing points against quarterbacks. I mean, that's something that you got to sneeze at or that you can't sneeze at. Now, look, his ratio is 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. You know he's going to let the ball fly. But there's matchups his game log over the past couple of weeks, 18 and then 19. So he's consistently getting around 20 points, and he's been going up against tougher defenses. Like, don't get me wrong, the Washington football team is not a good football team in its entirety, but their defense is probably one of the best in the league. That's easily arguable. You can put that out there.
Yeah.
Now, Dallas has had some ups and downs with their defense, but again, I got big,
big stock in Herbert. I got an 82 ownership in Justin Herbert throughout my lineups this week. So I got a lot of him, and I got a lot of Ja'Marr Chase as well. So that seems to be the stat. And plus, Justin Herbert, the only thing that I have a little bit of reluctancy with him, he's a little bit pricey, $6,500, though.
I feel that's pretty high for a quarterback.
Especially if you're trying to make a
quick buck.
But again, he's got a really good matchup going up against, you know, the 29th team in the NFL allowing points to quarterbacks. So, and what do you think when you think about the Kansas City Chiefs, right? They're probably going to be scoring a lot. The high offensive output.
You're
going to have to keep up with them, right?
So he's going to have
a lot of dropbacks.
You would think, given of what just happened in Baltimore.
Right.
But
right.
What happens when this is going to be like a 17-14 game because they're just all of a sudden just like, either they're not clicking. I don't know. Yeah, I think they're going to have to sling the ball around, dude. So,
I think they're going to have to keep up with the Chiefs, man.
Yeah, I think you go – I think Jones is the play if you want to go, you know, under six. And then I'd probably go Herbert. I wouldn't what's Murray at, 8,300?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to take –
that's high. You're sacrificing a lot.
Kyler Murray is going to have a tremendous day-to-day.
Oh, yeah.
That is, like, my good, better, best. It is Jones, Herbert, and then Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is just so expensive, though. If you can finagle a roster out there. Now, again, it takes – so you're taking 50,000 fantasy value bucks and applying it to nine positions, right? And if you're putting, what, 8,000 in the one player, that's tough, man.
That's really high.
You got to get your running backs. Your running backs are probably going to be around 8,000 to 9,000 as well. So try
Jameis,
and get that in.
Jameis Winston just threw an interception during warmups.
Hey, man, it's best time to do it now.
Throw an interception to his own guys.
I like Kyler Murray, though. I mean, for those of you out there that are going to roster out Kyler Murray, don't have any fear in doing it. Don't be reluctant in doing it. Maybe it's just the money that turns you off, but the dude's averaging 36 points. Just in the past 2 weeks. Now, look, it's been a small range, but it's still 36 points. Going up against Jacksonville Jaguars, 26th in the league, allowing points to quarterbacks. You got to take that, Mike.
100%.
You got to take that. All
100%.
Right. What's another quarterback that you like out there besides Kyler? Like, Kyler Murray is probably the best one on the slate. Now, Jackson, he's highly priced, but he's going up against a pretty decent defense. Now, look, Detroit isn't much on paper, but their defense is kind of... it's nothing to sneeze at. They've been building it right on their defensive side of the ball. They just haven't been putting – they hadn't been able to put anything together on the offensive side of the ball.
I like Josh Allen against
– I do like Josh Allen.
Against Washington. I mean, if Jones just went up and threw up 25, 30 points, I mean, what is Josh Allen going to do?
I like Josh.
Josh Allen has a better running ability anyway than Jones. Yeah, because he holds onto the ball.
Boom. And look, he does. He doesn't make stupid mistakes. And he's not afraid. Here's the other thing about Josh Allen. He is not afraid to throw the deep ball down to Stephon Diggs. And, like, from in Washington, the defense is nasty. The defensive front four, they can get after it. They're pretty nasty. But they do have some vulnerabilities in that secondary, right? I mean, they're, what, 24th at allowing yards through the air. That's 281 yards that they're allowing per game. You got to figure that Josh Allen exposes that and takes advantage of it. 25th in allowing quarterbacks to score on them or allowing points to opposing quarterbacks. So, yeah, I think Josh Allen, especially for 7,000, if
David
you can sneak
Carr,
that in
dude,
there.
I don't care what – I mean, I think Walsh has a solid point that it's only a 3.5 spread. But Carr has been tearing it up.
Yeah.
Tearing it up. He's hitting the long ball to Ruggs. He's hitting Waller.
Thrown for over 400. No, I'm sorry. He just almost got to 400 yards. He threw over 400 his first week, but then just got to like
barely
385.
Yeah, he barely missed it. So, I mean, if you're really looking at like lower, you know, going down the list here, if you want to go a cheaper quarterback,
5,900. Just as good as Daniel Jones. Now, Daniel Jones has a good lineup, too, or a good matchup, too, but you're talking about Miami. Now, Miami is known for their defense. Their defense is starting to come on a little bit more for the fish there. But, look, talking about Derek Carr, just in terms of a matchup there, they're eighth. Miami's a little bit tough in terms of stinginess with points to quarterbacks. They're eighth at allowing points to quarterbacks, but... again, kind of pedestrian through the air. They're 19th at allowing points, 25.5 points per week. You got to think that Derek Carr can, you know, take it, you know,
he should have a 25
advantage
point
of that,
game,
right?
He should have a 25.
Especially
point
with no Jacobs, they got to supplement their offense somewhere, right? Kenyon Drake is going to be good coming out of the backfield.
Yeah.
He can probably get some
get some yardage coming out of there. Waller, we talked about Darren Waller.
Open it up a tad bit, right? So that way, like, get those guys in the box a little bit. Kind of throw that. I'm going to go with Daniel Jones.
I like Daniel Jones, too. I like Daniel Jones.
I think that's good.
5,800 going up against the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah. I told you that the Falcons are... It's not Hotlanta anymore. And by the way, Hotlanta's coming up to New York anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what you got at running back?
All right, running backs. Well, you know what? We'll take the break right now and then come back and then hit you with the running backs on the other side. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260, breaking down your fantasy football rosters for DraftKings. You chasing that millionaire maker? Yeah, me and Mike are.
Yeah, I'm trying to get retired.
That's right. He just started. He's having a successful business, and he's trying to get retired. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. Getting ready to get back into our signature segment of Who Do You Love? We're going to break down the running backs in this segment, but we also got to go to the Specs text line and make sure that we're not leaving you guys high and dry out there. All right, are the Giants a stack today on DraftKings? You know what? You can get Daniel Jones for 5,800, and you can get Sterling Shepard in there for relatively cheap as well. Sterling Shepard's been putting over 20 points over the past 2 weeks. Daniel Jones close to 30 over the past 2 weeks. I think that's a stack. Now, look, there's also an intriguing little number out there. Saquon Barkley is 6,500 on DraftKings today. Now, I would be a fool to tell you not to take a flyer on somebody like that. Like, you're talking about a running back that can potentially get you 40 points. We haven't seen that in a long time. We haven't seen that ceiling in a while, but you know the potential, the burst of energy that Saquon Barkley is when he is healthy. I just, as a resident Giants fan here, I can't even tell you if he's healthy or not. I just can't. I've been looking into it, and I've still been favoring Booker a lot, Devin Booker, just because you just don't know if there's going to be a snap restriction on Saquon Barkley. I'm sure Mike Judge doesn't want his future.
Can you just let him run loose?
I don't think he's going to let him do it. And you know Jason Garrett. You know Jason Garrett's going to have a restriction on him as well. So,
God, Jason Garrett. Slow clap.
Thank you, Dallas Cowboys, for letting him come over. Actually, it's
guys.
The Mara family.
Oh, you guys. All right, what's that one that says Pitts Rug Sermon Marquise Brown?
Pitts Rug Sermon. Oh, got you right there. Okay, so.
Oh, they're coming in now, baby.
Pitts, here it comes. Lineup's getting ready to kick off, actually.
Okay,
Booker is a healthy scratch. Yes, correct. Legalize it just chimed in. Booker is a healthy scratch. That means Saquon Barkley is definitely going to be the guy to get all the reps.
Ooh, that means that there's not going to be a count then.
Oh.
Who's their third?
It's
your team.
Gallman?
No, he's still
Gallman.
On the team.
No, it's not Gallman.
Gallman or Gallman?
No, Gallman.
His cousin Gallman comes in every once in a while.
Maybe.
Yo, I'm here from the pizzeria.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, you guys.
Hey, we're going down the fifth street.
Like, it's me, I'm Mario.
No, Booker's the healthy scratch. Pitts, Suggs.
Yeah.
Marquise Brown. I'm going to tell you to stay away from Marquise Brown.
I'd say Ruggs and Pitts, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I already told you I don't like Trey Sermon because he gets hurt all the time.
Right. No, I feel you there.
But I guess against Ruggs, I mean, it's definitely Pitts.
We know Pitts is going to have a nice day against the Giants today.
Yeah.
The Giants just can't.
It's a coming out party.
Cannot cover
hey,
the tight ends. They just can't. Half point PPR, Jamar Chase or Sterling Shepard.
Ooh.
This is tough. Regardless of the half point, I'm going to tell you Sterling Shepard here. Just out of consistency. Mike and I broke down a little bit about that in segment number two, in hour number two, just about how Jamar Chase, he's there. Like, the points are there, but it's just he goes from four for like three quarters and then all of a sudden just has a big play. The big play potential is there, especially in leagues that you get bonus points for plays over 40 yards.
Right.
Ja'Marr Chase. But, hey, man, Sterling Shepard, he's been the guy that's been cutting you up in between the hash marks. He's been the dude that's getting you the receptions and with the targets. He's clearly Jones' favorite.
I would say Shepard in that. Rondale Moore or Claypool?
I like Rondale Moore here. I do.
Rondale Moore, who was committed to Texas and then went to Mizzou to be closer to home with family, which we respect.
You can get down.
I respect it. Now, Moore's the third option, and he's a fourth option in Arizona behind.
But he gets looks, though.
He gets looks, but he's a fourth option, and Claypool is Claypool. But he's not having the biggest year so far, right? Johnson's getting those. Juju's getting some.
And Roethlisberger's just not on his game.
Dude, he's old.
Yeah, it's looking bad. Like Father Time. Got me.
Get out of my ADHD head, bro.
But, I mean, look, even in week one, like, Rondale Moore got 10 points and then blew up for 27.
You're right. He did go to Purdue. You're right. Not Missouri. Sorry. Big shout out to
targets.
The guy. Yeah, Purdue.
Eight targets last week for Moore.
Dang, that's pretty good.
I'm telling you, man. Take
and
that.
A touchdown, dude.
And a touchdown. Yeah, he's great. 27 and a half.
Rondale Moore is the play.
I like Rondale Moore for sure. I got him as a nice little sneaky flex play for
Everybody's
fantasy.
Sonny Michelle today because Henderson's out.
Yeah, that's where they're at. Or Galladay. Ooh, for a flex. Galladay hasn't even been getting looked at.
No. He's like screaming at Jason Garrett on the sideline.
Already week two. It's looking great, guys. Looking great.
Which you would think Garrett's used to with Dez Bryant and T.O.
And T.O., yeah. Yeah, I'm going to tell you to go with...
I actually go with Michelle there.
Sony Michelle? Yeah, it is Atlanta. If there's a game that Galladay is going to come out, it's going to be Atlanta, right? You'd think so? But again, just hadn't had 10... We like 10s and trends and tendencies here on the Wagner Wire, so I'm going to tell you to go with Michelle as well. Moore went to... Yes, he did.
Mizzou, Purdue. It's all the same once you leave Texas. Like,
Walk out for 5 minutes, and y'all are talking about this. What's the consensus? Okay.
We said
Pitts and Ruggs.
And Ruggs, yeah.
Sorry. You shouldn't walk out.
Why would you walk out?
We like to keep you...
no name? What legal I say?
I don't know. What was he referring?
Here.
So no name in terms of what?
Yeah, we don't know who the backup is. That's Barkley is your play.
Oh, for week three? Well, especially with Booker being out, you gotta go with Barkley. Barkley's the guy there. Barkley's gonna get your position. Definitely no Devin Booker. I think you're good, man.
Edmonds and Chubb for your need to in PPR. Edmonds, Sermon, and Chubb. I think it's definitely Chubb and Edmonds. Why would you even question Chubb?
Sermon? Yeah,
yeah. Just out of curiosity, like. I was gonna ask if like this was like your wife's like
no,
but girls play football too.
Yeah, they do.
Fantasy football.
100%. My wife actually beat me two.
Yeah, my wife did
ago.
Too. Nah, she didn't. Well,
she did. Yeah. She beat me.
No,
Debo Samuel or Rondale Moore. Okay, I do like Rondale Moore, but we talked about it, right? He's the third, maybe fourth option in Arizona. Debo Samuel is a clear number one there, especially with Ayuk just not being able to live up to standards here. I like Debo Samuel here. I do going up against. A defense, they're tough, but they're also vulnerable as well. So give me Debo Samuel and Jimmy GQ and company.
Who's your running back picks for DraftKings?
I think I'm going to roll out Barkley.
So I went Edmonds and Barkley.
What do you think about Mike Williams today? You like him at all? 5,100?
We're moving. He's only at 51?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, all day.
5,100. Excuse me, not Mike Williams, Mike Davis. 5,100.
Oh, no, I'm out. Give me Barkley.
6,500. I think I'm going to take Mike Davis at 5,100 there, going up against the Giants. Now, look, he's only gotten, 10 points and then 13 points, but last week he was going up against Tampa Bay, and they're playing from behind. He's got a chance to be up on top. I'm telling you, if Atlanta, they're not going to rely on Matt Ryan's arm. They might get out there and score, a nice little quick strike to Ridley or Pitts or whatever, but then I think they're going to be relying on Davis, toting the rock a little bit more and keeping time of possession there, trying to keep the ball out of Daniel Jones and the New York Giants.
Pitts is only 4,900 today,
by the way. For tight end.
Bye. See ya.
5,100.
That ups your averages, too, because, the average right now, for me, I've got Barkley at 6,500 and Edmonds at 57, and then your QB's at 58 with Daniel Jones. Oh, look at that New York stack.
You didn't want to. You didn't want to try it, dude. Like that's what's throwing you off. That's why you're reluctant, because you got a New York stack. It's a New York Giants, and you don't really want to stack the Giants. Hey, Wags, I'm in a tough spot. PPR, need to start to Darius Slayton, Sony Michel, or Damian Harris. Yikes. That is a tough spot. Slayton hadn't been getting the number two. We like Michel because of no Henderson today. We'll give you that one. I'm going to tell you Damian Harris and Michel. Am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong. I'm gonna stand on that hill. I'll die on that hill.
You have to. It's not Slayton, so those are the only two options you have.
Thoughts on Madison with Cook likely out. Well, Cook is questionable. So here's the thing.
Even though he's questionable, bro, like he's hurting.
He is
like literally made of glass. He's Samuel L. Jackson's character, Glass Man.
Like, do you take a flyer on Madison here?
I mean, he's cheap. I mean, like, if you're trying to win, like you said earlier, right?
You got to zig when people are zagging.
You got to zig when they zag. You
low ownership.
Dodge,
on people.
Dip, dodge, dive,
and
dodge. You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball.
That's right, Timmy.
So Cotton would say that we should probably
bold strategy. Cotton, yeah, bold strategy. Matt, he would say.
I would say go with it, because here's the deal. You got to go for a flyer. Here's what happens. Everyone's going to pick the same, and if you can get the one guy...
Yeah, it's not chalky.
That's not... Everyone's not picking, then you're going to make a little bit of moolah.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you to have a flyer roster out there, okay? So, you know, have some chalk with your flyer as well, but this is... Madison's the guy that could spring you forward, right? Could spring you loose. I like plays like this. I do. Like, people think I'm crazy. This is why I'm also taking Rondell Moore as well. Like Rondell Moore, the fourth option down there. I think he
gets those dumps, but he's
$5,000.
He's quick like a puma.
He gets he is fast. I'm also taking Cooper Kupp. Like, I like Cooper Kupp. We'll get down and break into the wide receivers here in just a second. But my wide receivers, I like Austin Eckler today. Or excuse me, my running backs. I like Austin Eckler today. I like Mike Davis as well, and I like Saquon Barkley.
So what's your good?
I like Nick Chubb as well. Nick Chubb.
Okay, so what's your good, better, best?
Good is Saquon.
Okay.
Better is Austin Eckler.
Got it.
My best is Nick Chubb.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, Nick Chubb's just consistent.
Dude, he's so good. And he's the one that had the
gets
biggest
you 20
knee.
Points.
Everybody thought Michelle was going to be Chubb. But
right.
It's Chubb with the knees.
Right.
The Osgood Slaughters.
The Osgood Slaughter. That is the theme here on the Wagner Wire. We got Osgood Slaughtered today. That's for sure. All right, now let's go. You hear my S's whistling like a granddad already?
Well, that's called a slur.
That's a sideways slur. Let's go into the wide receivers now, and right. Then we'll take a break and then come back with tight ends and get you kicked off for the NFL Week 3. All right, wide receivers, who is the number one guy that jumps off your list? Who's your good, better, best for wide receivers?
Just threw me under the bus here. I haven't even looked. I'm actually making this as we're speaking.
Oh, right on.
So, not going to go Antonio Brown,
so
which is
good.
Odd. They should have already marked him out.
Right.
They have not.
So how about good be Rondell Moore? Okay, Rondell Moore, $5,000 going up against Jacksonville's defense. Okay, now look, this is why I'm on him. Jacksonville's 21st in the NFL at allowing points to wide receivers. New Hopkins is going to roll out there, but he is a little bit banged up. He's still going to get his targets. We know that. AJ Green's going to get his targets.
For $5,000, that's a great
you
price.
You roll that,
that's
man.
A
that's a flyer.
That's a great price point for DraftKings.
Going up against a defense that is 27th in the NFL, yielding just under 300 yards per week. All right, they yield 30 points per week. They're 26th in the NFL. Their total yardage, 423 yards. That's 29th. What's not to like? Take Rondell Moore for a flyer. That's my good wide receiver. Better wide receiver, Sterling Shepard. $5,900. Going up against Atlanta, I took the Jones out. I mean, I'm rolling with one Giants stack, and then I'm also rolling with a Herbert stack as well. Sterling Shepard going for $5,900 on DraftKings had coming off pretty impressive weeks. 27 points the first week, and then 17 points in week two going up against the Washington defense. Getting targets. Here's the thing, right? 9 targets in week 1, 10 targets in week 2. You know that Daniel Jones is seeing him. He's clearly becoming wide receiver number 1. Even though Galladay's there, something's not working. All right, there's trouble in Disneyland, or trouble in for the newlyweds is what they usually say. But Sterling Shepard, I think, has got a pretty good matchup going up against Atlanta. From a distance there, Atlanta is 17th at allowing points to score against wide receivers, and then they're 18th at yielding yardage through the air, 260. Takes Sterling Shepard on a little flyer there. I also like Mike Williams, man. Mike Williams going up against, with that with the Herbert stack there. Like, Keenan Allen's great too, but Keenan Allen costs you 6,600, or excuse me, 6,600. You want to drop down and go to Mike Williams there.
Would you take Godwin at
with no Antonio Brown? I think so, man. Especially with
at 6,100.
That's pricey there. That's a little bit pricey. Yeah, I would roster up there. I could take take him.
Are you ready?
I could take Godwin there for 61.
All right. So overall lineup, I just completed one real quick.
Okay.
Daniel Jones.
All right.
Nick Chubb. Edmonds. Cooper Kupp. Rondale Moore. Sterling Shepard. Kyle Pitts. Chris Godwin. And the Bengals defense.
I like Bengals defense.
With $100 to spare.
I like the Bengals defense. I have about 100. I think we might have the same roster here. I think so. I like Mike Williams going up against Kansas City Chiefs defense. I mean, we talked about them right already a little bit. 18th at allowing points to the wide receivers. We talked about Mike Williams just having hellacious days. 22 points in each of his last 2 weeks out there. He's getting 12 targets and 10 targets, man. What's not to like about that? Look, a lot of people are going to double down on probably one of the best route runners in the NFL, and that is Keenan Allen. With Keenan Allen getting double coverage, Mike Williams comes open all the time. And then you have Austin Eckler floating out of the backfield. I got two stacks rolling out. I'm rolling out a Charger stack, and I'm rolling out a Giants stack. Am I crazy? I think I'm crazy.
I'm just living wild.
I think I'm crazy.
It's a wild hog.
But I'm coming off of 700. Sorry, can't use it. A 700 unit takedown last week.
Oh, yeah. 700
units. The Bucky Godbolt play.
700 bones. 700 tortillas. Shout out Texas
Clams,
Tech.
Any way you want to say it.
Clams.
Yeah. But yeah, have a nice little week. We're going to go ahead and take a little break. And then on the way back, we're going to hit you with the tight ends and the defense and then get you a bow on this bad boy and ready for the NFL kickoff week 3. It's the Wagner Wire with Mike Murphy, Sam Pikachu, bringing you in and off these Austin radio airwaves, 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. Stream it live at hornfm.com.
To the Wagner Wire.
All right, welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com. Getting you ready for your lineups. Getting ready to get kicked off and locked. Man, this is a...
locked and loaded.
This is it, man. This is usually... Now, this is where I kind of do a disservice to myself because there's some last-minute changes that I might want to make, and then I start doing, like, the knee-jerk reactions to what Walsh was talking me on to. And usually, Mike, if you just stay with what you've been dissecting the entire week...
You'll be good.
...and go with it...
Just no knee-jerks.
Yeah, no knee-jerk reactions, man. That's you just R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Did I spell that right? I think so.
Relax.
I hope so.
ADHD.
Gotta do it with Aaron Rodgers here. Tight ends. Tight ends, we've been all over Pitts. Kyle Pitts, we think, is just going to dismantle and destroy the New York Giants. Waller is another one, and Gronkowski is another tight end. See, here's the thing, though, with Gronk, right? You just mentioned it. Like, how do you not go with Gronk, especially if he's got 4 touchdowns in 2 games? When does this stop? Like,
I don't think it stops today, my guy.
You think he's good for another touchdown or another 2 touchdowns against the Rams?
I think that he's going to be the red zone look.
He's 100%.
So they get into the red zone. I mean, it's,
so where's Evans at? Is Evans not a red zone look?
Man, he might be, but he ain't.
Ramsey's going to be traveling on Evans. That's the report that Walsh told me.
One of them is going to be. You hope it's Evans.
If Ramsey's traveling on Evans and Godwin's going to be,
who are they putting on Gronk? They don't have a standout strong safety, and their linebackers. I mean, like, who's gonna? There's no linebacker that can roll with Gronk.
Even at this age, he's nasty.
He creates space.
I do like Waller. I think Darren Waller for Las Vegas, I think they got a really good matchup. I think, I don't know, especially with no Jacobs, man, I think Waller emerges as Carr's number one. I think he's been emerging as Carr's number one, but I like Waller as well. Hockenson, we got another guy. We go to the Specs text line right now. Is Hockenson a good pickup for tight end? Yeah, you know what? I mean,
he's scoring points.
And until Goff tells you likes no, him.
Yeah, until he shows there? You a couple back-to-back weeks of not scoring any points, I think you have to go.
What is your tight end situation there? I mean, go ahead and tweet at us, or not tweet at us, text us on the Specs text line your actual situation there to see if Hockenson is a good pickup for you. If you got, I don't know, I'm not telling you to put him over Kelsey or Waller or anything like that, but if you got like an Evan Engram, my God, where have you gone, Evan Engram? You
dude, he hasn't played.
Terrible. Kareem Hunt or Cook? I'm going to tell you Kareem Hunt for a flex PPR. I think regardless of if it's Chubb or Kareem Hunt usually gets his looks. He usually gets his totes. Can get you anywhere between 10 to 15 points today. Big crit fan. Half point PPR flex. Marquise Brown, Gaskin, or Michelle? I'm going to tell you Michelle here. Marquise Brown, just because wide receivers usually...
Just because of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, wide receivers usually die in Baltimore.
So where they go to be forgotten about.
Right, just
Sam
a little
Ponder
bit.
Just said the same thing.
What's that?
Samantha Ponder literally just said, don't be a wide receiver.
Yep. Hey, well, if Sam Ponder knows it, hey, how's Christian doing, Sam?
Yeah.
Just wondering.
God, I'm
I told you that. Round. I told you that Christian wasn't going to be...
First round pick, bro.
Hey, that's what... That's
whatever,
where the money
man.
Goes.
He's got that $1 million money, though.
He's got the millionaire smile, I
Plus
guess,
he's
too.
Got,
huh?
he's
it's for DraftKings, Hockenson or Higbee. Okay, so I do think the middle of the field for Tampa Bay is going to be exposed, right? But I don't think Higbee's going to be the target there. I think it's going to be a lot of Cooper Kupp in the middle of the field.
Hockenson,
I like Hockenson here.
Yeah.
Good question. Good question, Iguata.
Great question. There's
all right.
Juan
T here. Hey, Juan T. Thanks for chiming into the Wagner Wire. We appreciate you hitting us up on the Specs text line. Would you start Teddy Bridgewater or Tom Brady this week? Juan. I'm going to tell you to start Tom Brady. Juan.
Yo. Juan. What do we? Is it because he's going against the Jets?
I think so.
He's like, all right, well, Mayer go flyer because the Jets are so bad.
Versus Tom Brady.
I
appreciate the intrigue, but sometimes we try to overthink things.
Tom Brady is on fire.
Tom Brady's on a mission.
He's got his own fire.
And he's got his own sub commercial. Yeah. And he doesn't eat meat.
And doesn't it's eat bread.
He doesn't eat. That's what it is.
Doesn't
but
eat bread.
You don't eat bread.
Seth, it's a commercial.
So we're going to tell you to go back and watch that commercial and then pick Tom Brady again. Okay. This is Saul Sizzle, by the way.
Taylor Gronk. That's a good one.
Tight ends. Tonyan or Higbee? I'm going to tell you take I'm going to take Tonyan. Tonyan there. I think he and Aaron Rodgers, AR-12, got back on the good streak there last week. Go ahead and do that. Kittle or Gronk? What do you like here? That's
a
tough. This is a tough matchup here.
I'm still going Gronk just because.
Four touchdowns in two games?
I can't go against it.
Until you see otherwise, right?
Until you give me a bad game. But even a bad, I bet he still gets a touchdown.
Still rolls
you out.
You're
probably
going to
get at least 50. Yeah, I literally was going to say like 14, 15 points.
Yeah, we're going to tell you go with Rob Gronkowski there. Gronk, I mean, he's just a specimen, man. Like, he's proven me wrong. I told everybody to stay away from him. I didn't think that he'd be able to come back into
now, he might
Gronk
fall
of 3
off.
Years ago. I mean,
right.
Yeah, when he gets bumps and bruised, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, when he puts back on the arm brace, right? Because he's not playing with it right now.
He doesn't need his feeling great,
and
baby.
I don't love Garoppolo. In all honesty, if Trey Lance was in, I would say, yeah, go ahead and go with Kittle because he might sling it around more.
Where is Brandon Ayuk gone?
Like, bro.
Speaking of that.
Come back.
Baby, come back. That's
baby,
for sure.
Come back.
What do you think about San Francisco going up against Green Bay? You think Kittle has a decent shot? I mean, we talk about that matchup with Gronk and Kittle.
I think San Fran wins the game. I think Kittle might go, I don't know, 6 for 80 with a touchdown, maybe.
I mean, I think he can get you close to 20 points. Here's the thing, though. I think the ceiling for Gronk is 30.
Yeah. Two touchdowns, right? And here's the thing about Gronk. Gronk's going to get the targets in the red zone if they can get in the red zone a lot. I mean, or like 30 yards out, 40 yards out. I think Gronk has, I bet Gronk has a touchdown, probably like 7 catches for like 90.
That's pretty decent.
You know what I mean? What is that? That's 9. 9 and 7 is 16 plus another 22. And then if he gets you, but Gronk might get you that extra touchdown, that puts you in that 28-30 range.
Yeah, man.
Where I think Kittle's probably only going to get you,
What would you change? What would I change?
What would I change? You know what? That's like...
What would you change? What? I'm not understanding that question. What happens if Rice comes to town? Oh, dude, you're sending me your whole roster here. All right. What would I change?
I do like that you're on Yahoo, though.
Put Moore in. I think Moore's got a good matchup going up against Sutton. I like Sutton going up against the Jets, sure. Sutton's the number one there. But I do like take Brown out. Take Marquise Brown out for Rondell Moore. That's what I would do.
If 100%.
If you're listening right there. And put Aaron Rodgers in for Dak Prescott. I know it's Philly. I know it's Monday night. Put Aaron Rodgers in for Dak Prescott. All right. And we got a break. I thought I saw you tell me at the break. We got 90 seconds here. I really appreciate that. I've never had somebody just send me in their entire.
That's great.
That's awesome. With I love that. Though. Hey, do that on Twitter as well. Not the fake wags. Make sure you're tweeting out last in hats as well. Any type of thing that you want.
Najee Harris.
What'd you want? Oh, bittersweet.
Swift, Sanders, or Harris.
Swift, Sanders, or Harris? Let me go with Swift and Harris there. Miles Sanders, I told you guys 2 years ago that he would drop off. What happened? He dropped off. Kind of the best in the business for a reason. Hey, man, very special thank you to Mike Murphy for jumping on and being a co-host here with me today.
Thanks for having me out, man.
Absolutely.
This is fun.
Man, this was a great time.
Great morning.
It's great to catch up with you. Big shout-out to Al Walsh, too, for jumping on awesomeo.com and telling you all the things, all the nuggets that you need in your pocket, all the green that you need in your pocket as well. Big shout-out to my man behind the glass, Sam Pikachu. Wouldn't be able to do the show without you, brother. Thank you so much. Sutton or Robinson, I'm going to tell you to go with Sutton there. All right, if you answered, I didn't hear you, I'll tweet it to you. I'm sorry. We're out of time. Anyways, until next week, you guys know the drill, man. I love you guys. Be kind to each other. Slow down out there and enjoy the ride.